Nolte, Taylor Lawrence celebrates assassination of United Healthcare CEO. By John Nolte on December 5, 2024. Over at the humorless, left-wing echo chamber that is the Twitter clone Blue Sky, disgraced former Washington Post reporter and current Vox Media podcaster Taylor Lawrence is openly celebrating the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. In what has all the earmarks of a targeted assassination, the 50-year-old CEO was gunned down outside the Hilton Hotel in Midtown Manhattan early Wednesday morning by a masked gunman who is still on the loose. The middle-aged Lawrence, who frequently cry babies about being harassed online, immediately used her Blue Sky account to digitally jump for joy over the news. Worse, she then put targets on the backs of other healthcare company officials and CEOs. Woke up to see this spammed in my group chats. Image or embed. Taylor Lawrence, at taylorlawrence.bisky.social. December 4, 2024 at 1:40 p.m. She also shared this, stating, "I am not alone. I am not alone." Image or embed. Taylor Lawrence, at taylorlawrence.bisky.social. December 4, 2024 at 1:49 p.m. She also shared this. "Today we remember the legacy of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson." Image or embed. Ken Klippenstein, at kenklippenstein.bisky.social. December 4, 2024 at 11:30 a.m. Here she is stoking the hate and violence. "People have very justified hatred toward insurance company CEOs because these executives are responsible for an unfathomable amount of death and suffering. As someone against death and suffering, I think it's good to call out this broken system and the PPL in power who enable it." Taylor Lawrence, at taylorlawrence.bisky.social. December 4, 2024 at 4:48 p.m. And here she is, targeting other health insurance CEOs with names and photos. Image or embed. Taylor Lawrence, at taylorlawrence.bisky.social. December 4, 2024 at 4:31 p.m. I hope people learn the names of all of these insurance company CEOs and engage in very peaceful letter-writing campaigns so that they stop ruthlessly murdering thousands of innocent Americans by denying coverage. Healthcare is a human right. We need universal healthcare now. Taylor Lawrence, at taylorlawrence.bisky.social. December 4, 2024 at 9:39 p.m. Good heavens, a fairly young man with a family was just murdered. And this wicked woman is out there turning up the heat, even against specific CEOs. We see this all the time. Lawrence has enjoyed high-profile perches at the New York Times and Washington Post, but just like so many of the fanatical, violent, and dangerously neurotic leftists who find employment in the respectable media, as soon as they are out, we see their true colors. This used to surprise us. No longer. This is who these people are, all of them. Look how long she lasted at the Washington Post. Years after she had already disgraced and discredited herself, years after she became a punchline. And she's still with Vox Media. This is what Lawrence has always done, targeted people for harassment. And when you target people for harassment, you are opening the door for possible violence. Gee, and I thought Blue Sky was supposed to be some sort of peaceful hippie commune full of love and tolerance. Free, free, free for the holidays, an autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jmnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, "To Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive." Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.